This is State of the Union, the DC 37 radio show on 91.5 WNYE FM. I'm Chris Policano. DC 37 is New York City's largest public employee union. We've got 125,000 members and nearly 50,000 retirees. We're part of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, also known as AFSCME. We're on the air Sundays at 8 p.m. We rebroadcast on Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. We're available as a podcast on iTunes. Simply go to the podcast app on your iPhone or iPad and search for DC 37 State of the Union. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out our website, www.dc37.net. And if you have any comments about this show or any other issues you want to deal with, drop us a line at stateoftheunion@dc37.net. This evening, we welcome back our Director of Field Operations, Barbara Edmonds. Welcome back, Barbara.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's first talk about the success of DC 37's Women's Leadership Academy. The union is a majority of the union is female. Women are the leaders of tomorrow. They're the leaders of today. What does the Leadership Academy do? What are the goals of the Leadership Academy?
Well, the primary goal of the Leadership Academy is to help develop our women leaders in a way that will continue to build our union, and also to take the AFSCME model, which was the original implementation plan of a Women's Leadership Academy nationally, and start it locally as an affiliate. And basically that means that DC 37 is the first affiliate of the 1.6 million members of AFSCME to start this program on a local level with our members here in New York City.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was being replicated across the country, but that's not happening yet.
But proud to say that we're the first at this point.
And so when did we start with the Women's Leadership Academy? And let's talk a little bit about what the specifics are of what's involved with becoming a part of the Leadership Academy.
Sure. We started the Leadership Academy back in July of this year. The program was launched with 18 participants, and these are women who were nominated by their local presidents and decided that they had a commitment and a deep interest in doing whatever was needed to build the local unions and engage the members, and also to engage our communities. So these 18 participants applied and were accepted into the program. And the program at this point includes basically a three-prong process. First, the individuals have to commit to at least attending one seminar during each month from July through January, and that's usually held on a Saturday. And proud to say that our partner, the CUNY Murphy Institute, which is part of the labor program that we've been supportive of for a number of years, has been housing our program. The second thing that they have to do is commit to work with a mentor, and our mentors are made up of 13 individuals from different walks of life in our DC 37 leadership, women ranging from myself and our general counsel. We also have a political action director, and women in high leadership positions who are willing to give up their time to mentor these young ladies. And the third prong is that they have to agree to come up with a project that will involve a part of our DC 37 Leading the Way program, which, as you know, is focused on building our union through increasing engagement of our members politically, signing up our members who we do not currently have membership cards for, but we do have information that they are members, and also signing up new members and increasing our people involvement and engaging our workers in our communities. There's also part of the project a field component, and I'm proud to say this past week and a half ago, we had a number of our participants who agreed to be involved in the Get Out the Vote operation for the midterm elections held on November fix. So that's basically the components that are involved in the program. And the key is that all of these have to be intertwined with the DC 37 Leading the Way program and the local that they come out of, so that whatever they come up with, it's something that can be utilized by the local to help build the union through membership engagement, as well as building our council.
You know, in 2008, union favorability, the percentage of Americans who thought favorably about unions was about 43%, which was a low, obviously, for the labor movement. And as recently as this past summer, that number is 62%. That's a huge increase. I think that's got something to do with the good folks at Occupy Wall Street, who brought up the issue of income inequality and put that on the front, you know, on the front lines, on the, in the headlines, and also the sense that income inequality, that unions are the equalizer. I'm also I bring up that point to talk about AFSCME's insight in developing women, in specifically talking about women and how developing women leaders may be different than the traditional way that leaders have been identified within unions. Can you talk a little bit about why the need for a women's leadership academy?
Absolutely. I think it's important, particularly at a time when women make up largely the workforce, both on the public and the private sector, but in the world of the public sector, at least in DC 37, our membership is made up of easily over 60%. And when you look even at our staff leadership, it reflects that same change. And it's important and it's very real that we have leaders that look and reflect the members and the communities and our work sites. So this is really simply putting in place a more structured and institutionalized program that helps us support women who are activists in their own right. And when we talk about women, we're talking about range of leaders, from stewards to women who simply have just been coming to membership meetings and may not have been in a leadership role as it's known for title, but have been very engaged and active when it comes to getting out the vote or when it comes to getting members to come to union meetings where we're going to discuss worksite issues like safety and health, or getting a contract, or simply hearing members' concerns and getting them involved even in opportunities where we celebrate the work that they do, whether it's during Women's History Month or other opportunities. So we really see this as a bridge to formally provide the kind of training that can help grow our union by supporting and making sure that it is reflective in the highest leadership ranks of a diverse group of women.
I talked about that increase in popularity because I wanted to ask you whether or not your sense is that folks, whether public employees, are feeling more connected to their union as the times have gone on, perhaps particularly since November of 2016.
Absolutely. Over 100 women participated and were successful in getting into the electoral process as on the federal and the congressional side, rather, as senators, as representatives in the House of Representatives, and in New York State, where we made history by ensuring that our endorsed candidate, Letitia James, was successful in becoming the first woman and the first African-American woman elected as Attorney General. And the list goes on in terms of the successes that we've had. And we will have, for the first time since I can remember, Andrea Stewart Cousins will finally be serving in a leadership position in the Senate in New York State's legislative arena. And in 2019, she will be helping lead that front, as well as the assembly, where we will have a Democratic full legislative group of leaders. And that will help us, and we can see in the trends across, to push for legislation that supports not only women's rights, but also supports families, supports working people. And when we look at the background on how important it is for women to be involved in unions, we also at the same time see how successful being in a union as a woman means that you are going to more than likely be getting a better salary. You're going to get a pension and health benefits more than likely. That's defined benefit and many other benefits that you would not otherwise get if you were not in a union. So both politically, we're really seeing this playing out, and economically at a time when we're fighting to keep hold of those economic issues of making sure that we have the pocketbook ability to support our families and also to support working people, which women are very critical and vital in the times that we're in.
I hope I get this right. November 1st was Latina Equal Pay Day, and
yes. That's
the day you have to work until, from 2017 to November of 2018, to make the same salary as a male white worker, which tells you how much harder it is for a Latina to make the money for equal pay. What was interesting to me was that the study that was done by the city comptroller showed that the single largest, the best thing you can be to equalize that pay is to be a member of a union.
Absolutely.
That where Latino women were much more equal in pay than non-Latino women. And that was something that just really, struck me. Let's shift gears a little bit. We're talking with Barbara Edmonds. She is the DC 37 Director of Field Operations. We recently came to an agreement with the City University of New York on a contract for about 10,000 CUNY employees who are represented by DC 37. I think that what we'll do when we come back, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that contract. So just stay with us. This is State of the Union on 91.5 WNYE FM.
Were you a September 11th responder or volunteer? Were you present at the dust cloud on 9/11? Do you live, work, or go to school in the New York City disaster area on 9/11 or in the following months? Do you now suffer from problems such as chronic cough, shortness of breath, anxiety, depression, or have other symptoms? If so, you may be eligible for the World Trade Center Health Program and could receive medical monitoring and treatment at no out-of-pocket cost to you. To learn more about the program and get an application, go to www.cdc.gov/WTC or call 1-888-982-4748. If you were there, you deserve care. Call today. 1-888-982-4748. 1-888-982-4748. If you were there, you deserve care.
We're back. This is State of the Union, DC 37 radio show on 91.5 WNYE FM. I'm Chris Policano. We're talking with DC 37 Director of Field Operations, Barbara Edmonds. And let's talk about the fact that we recently came to an agreement with the City University of New York on a contract for our, I think it's 10,000 members we have at CUNY. Isn't that correct, Barbara?
Correct.
What I recall was that the previous contract had gone on. There was a very long period of time before a contract agreement had been reached. And this is a very speedy expedient contract agreement. Yes?
It is. It is. And fortunately, we were able to go right in following the settlement of our economic agreement for the non-CUNY, meaning the mayoral city workers. And thanks to the push and leverage of our local leadership, we got a good deal for our members. And we're going to be getting the word out at many, if not all, of the colleges over the next 3 weeks plus.
So what's the plan to talk about this? First of all, this agreement has to be ratified by the membership. As Barbara just said, we're going to be out talking about the details of the contract and answering any questions. And what is the period of time that the ballots will actually go out, and when do they have to be back by?
The ballots will be going out by November 27th, and the AAA, which is the American Arbitration Association, nonpartisan entity, will be handling those ballots and sending them out to all of the members of our blue-collar, white-collar, and professional locals. And that includes folks ranging from college assistants to college clerical workers to our maintenance staff that work in many of the facilities in CUNY, to data processing workers, to accountants, to motor vehicle operators. So it's a range of titles. The ballots need to be returned, meaning you will be getting a letter from our executive director, Henry Garrido, urging you to vote for the contract, and there will be a ballot also attached to the letter. You should check either yes or no. We hope you vote yes and support it. Just write either check or an X. Do not write on the ballot, because if you do, it will be void. And the ballots need to be mailed back in an envelope that will be enclosed to the AAA, addressed to their offices by December 18th, 9 o'clock a.m. So again, the ballots need to be mailed back by the latest December 18th, 9 a.m., and that really means that you should send it back at least 2 or 3 days before so that we get it in time. And let me emphasize that only members can vote on the contract, and that's an important thing to know.
So if you want to vote, you better become a member, right?
Better be a member. And the best way to become a member is to make sure that you've got your membership card or it's noted on your paycheck. If you're not sure if you're a member or not, you can always call the union or talk to your local president or union rep at 212-815-1000. That's 212-815-1000. And we want and urge folks to be members and sign up both online on our DC37 website or simply call the union if they're not sure. And we can double check, because it's important to have a voice in this important contract. The term of the contract is February 1st, 2017 to May 31st. 2021. So again, it's February 1st, 2017 to May 31st, 2021. And for those of you who want to count, that's actually 52 months. And their wage increases of over 8.24%. And the increases are compounded. I could go over that if you'd like and just talk briefly about the highlights. But the important thing to know is that there's retroactivity, meaning that their wage increases that will date back to February of last year, all the way up to February 1st of 2020. This is a great contract, and folks need to look out and make sure that they vote yes.
Employees also
in different hospitals.
Members also. We also have continued the free premiums, correct, on health care. That's a very important thing. I am positive to members of to workers at CUNY and throughout the city, the fact that their premiums are not are zero on health care.
Extremely important, because everyone knows that the cost of health care is rising, and one of the key issues that our executive director, Henry Garrido, and the leadership of the locals affected wanted to make sure was that the benefits for health premium costs would be preserved, and we were able to do that We also were able to increase and get more support for our contributions for our education fund courses and classes, and that will also be helping shoring up opportunities for us to expand opportunities in professional and leadership development for CUNY folks that are covered under this. And we also negotiated a very innovative paid family leave benefit that will affect folks covered by this contract in certain areas in terms of the right to return to work in order to bond with newly born, adopted, or foster children, close relatives in serious health conditions, or others. So this paid family leave benefit will be working out the details on, but that's also an important agreement that we were able to reach.
And that's the same as the citywide, correct? Because what I remember about this is that paid parental leave means that if you are a new parent, you can take some time off. But paid family leave means that if you have a family member who is sick, you can also take time off to be with that member and to take care of that member, those are two different things. Both are included in paid family leave, but I think it's important to emphasize that.
It is, and this is part of the New York State paid family leave benefit. It's anticipated that we'll be able to get the benefit implemented in October of 2019 because there's certain things that we have to put together in terms of procedures. There is a small payroll deduction, but at the end of the day, this is going to be an extremely important benefit for so many of our members who need this type of benefit when they need to take a leave that expands much more larger than the family leave that they may currently enjoy. So we're really excited about this, and more details will be followed. But folks, again, need to be members. They need
vote. In order to vote on this contract, you have to be a member. And to become a member, you've got to sign up, and you've got to sign a membership card. And you can do that by going to the website. And there's a big, as you get on the DC37 website, www.dc37.net, there's a big sign that says join. And you click on that, and you begin the process of becoming a member. If you are working at CUNY now and you have not yet signed a membership card, correct?
Correct. And we will be out at your college. We'll be getting the word out, and you will be getting a mailing, and look for the website as well and the recent blog article that I believe is on the blog up front about the contract. So we hope that this will get more members to non-members to join and understand the importance of being in a union. It's exactly what we've just done, is to get a great contract for our members.
And let's talk about the efforts that are being made. You know, the Leading the Way program has really, and programs like it in other Ask Me Locals, we've got about 3 minutes left. This effort to really get deeper into the membership and to talk more often and to talk with more members is something that has been a priority of the union since I can remember. And this is an effort that continues with vim and vigor.
Absolutely. We need to make sure that every individual who is a non-member, and what I mean by non-member are folks that currently are not signed up, meaning have not signed a membership card, are in the union. And as you know, as part of the recent Supreme Court decision that was rendered back in June, the end of June, we need to make sure that everyone understands that being in a union is critical to having a voice in the union, representation, collective bargaining, rights, and many of the other things that you will enjoy being part of a union collectively. The health insurance benefits that we're able to negotiate, the more we have of a membership power, the better it is to really uplift everyone in getting the decent wages and the decent benefits that unions have historically been able to negotiate.
And we've got about a minute left. The folks who pushed Janice, who really wanted to break up public employee unions, They have not been terribly successful as far as we're concerned. Since the Janus decision, there have been very few folks saying they do not want to be a member. And there have been a lot of folks saying, hey, sign me up, because I think what's at stake here in the world in which we currently live, folks are getting the importance of being part of something collective and something that protects them. Right.
Absolutely. And if you look at the statistics, you'll understand that being in a union makes sense. The membership dues that you provide helps us bring everyone up collectively, and that's the idea of a union. By being what we call a free rider, someone that doesn't pay dues but only gets limited benefits, you'll still get the contract increases, but there are a number of benefits that we provide at the union, from housing benefits to being able to participate in a number of other programs that you won't. And most importantly, being in a union is about working collectively together to uplift everyone. So we urge folks to sign up to be a member. If you're not sure, you can go on the DC 37 website, fill out a card electronically, and you can call us at 212-815-1000. And I would just like to put in a final plug. We do plan on having the Women's Leadership Academy second cohort class in spring of next year. And please stay tuned. If you want more information, you can contact our education department, our education fund. And a big shout out to Diallo Shabazz, the education fund administrator, and Claire Manelis, his assistant, who's been working closely with us, as well as Yolanda Medina from
a phone number, girl. Give me a phone number.
212-815-1000 is the best number. And you can go on the website and on our Facebook page for the Women's Leadership Academy and check out the blogs. And thanks to our mentors that have been awesome. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to uplift these wonderful programs and vote on the CUNY contract. Yes.
DC 37, Director of Field Operations, Barbara Edmonds. Thank you. You got it all in. You got it all in, Director. Thank you very much. Before we go, we have a couple of announcements for you. If you need help erasing your federal student debt, please attend a workshop on Tuesday, November 20th at 5:30 p.m. at Union Headquarters. You can register at www.dc37.net/student-debt. Again, that's www.dc37.net/student-debt for a workshop on erasing your federal student debt. If you want to learn about purchasing your first home or how to refinance your first home, attend DC 37's Municipal Employees Housing Program Housing Seminar on Thursday, December 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Union Headquarters. To pre-register and for details, please call 212-815-1814. The Education Fund, the DC 37 Education Fund, is accepting applications for the winter 2019 cycle. You can register online at the website, or you can call 212-815-1700. Finally, you can share the holiday spirit with those less fortunate members of our union family. Participate in DC 37's annual holiday drive, sponsored by the Personal Service Unit and the Municipal Employees Legal Services. Make checks or money orders payable to the DC 37 Holiday Drive and mail or bring them to the DC 37 Accounting Department at 125 Barclay Street. Remember, if you have any comments about today's or any of our shows, please drop us a line at stateoftheunion@dc37.net. We appreciate your feedback. The producer is Rudy Orozco. The engineer is Andrea Minocchio. I am Chris Policano. Until next time, ciao.